And we're going to minister tonight on AI discoveries proving God exists and that prophecy is true. There's two verses I want to read. One will be in the King James translation of the Bible, and I'm going to read the other one, which I rarely do, in the Amplified, because it amplifies a few important things. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. He's talking about sealing the book of Daniel, the understanding of it, because in the time of the end, knowledge of the book is going to increase. In the Amplify says it that way. But you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Then many shall run to and fro and search anxiously through the book, that's the book of Daniel, and knowledge of God's purposes as revealed by his prophets shall be increased and become great. To give an example of how fast knowledge has increased, are you aware of the fact that if you look at in fact, as a matter of fact, if you go to the year, before the year of 1900, it took knowledge about every 100 years to double. Every 100 years, a little increase would come, something would happen, a little bit more knowledge would come. So it would double until about 1900. From 1900 to World War I, knowledge started doubling not every 100 years, but about every 25 years. Then by 1982, knowledge was doubling every 12 years. And this is when you start getting into the idea of the internet and the satellite systems and all these things. Now, here's what will blow your mind. Knowledge by 2022 increases every 12 hours. There is something which is called artificial intelligence, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But I want to talk to you for a moment about how the 20th century was the turning point for moving into the realm of knowledge unlike any other time in history. First of all, we had oil lamps in the Roman time. They had oil lamps. They put oil in a clay vessel or a lamp. And then we came into using whale oil for lamps. And then they started using kerosene for lamps. And then Edison came along and invented the light bulb. But watch this. It took 5,900 years to go from oil lamps to electricity that we have or what we have today. Cooking. They used to have to cook with wood stoves, or they had to cook using coal. Sometimes they would do that. And so that consistently existed for thousands of years, but it took 5,900 years to come up with electricity that goes into your refrigerator and into your stove and into your appliances. There was a day when we would have come to this camp meeting in horse and buggy like the Amish. And you women would not look as good as you do right now if you'd have come that way. I can assure you of that. The wind and the rain and all that kind of stuff. But we went from horses all the way back to the early times and the ancient times, mules, horses, camels. And we finally came to the automobile, and it took about, and this is estimate, 5,900 years to get to the point of having air transportation and having automobiles. What about the mail? When the mail was first developed, you know, they came up with a stamp. You had to buy a stamp for the postage that helped pay for the mail. So it used to go by pony. And if you watched enough Gunsmoke, it used to go by stagecoach. And then it started being delivered by trucks. And then we got into air mail. And now here is your mail. Here's your birthday card. Happy birthday. Your computer and your phone. And it again took over 5,000 years for us to develop the systems that we have today. Now, the one thing that everyone has just about, and there are billions and billions of different types of these. There's Android, there's iPhones, smartphones, there's all type of phones, is this device that is in your hand. Now, I remember when they start talking about the internet. And I said, there's no way you can type a message on a phone and send it through a wire and somebody, impossible. Then they start saying, here's what we're going to do. Not only are you going to be able to make phone calls with this device that we call the iPhone or the smartphone, but you're going to be able to send what's called a text message and the other person shall receive it. But that's not all. We're going to be able to take a picture and within a 3-second time transfer it on a line in the atmosphere somewhere or a satellite, whatever the case may be. And the other person is going to see the picture just like you took it. And then and that wasn't all. They said, now we're going to have videos. You're going to be able to do live stream videos, and your family is going to see the birth of the baby that they missed. They're going to see the wedding that they didn't get to go to. Then they said, wait a minute, that's not all. We're going to put a search engine in these phones to where you can research any information. Oh, but wait a minute, there's more you can do with your phone. We're going to let you do your banking on your phone. And then, oh, wait a minute, not just banking, but we have payments. You're going to be able to make payments on your phone, not just with your bank, but pay. Wait a minute, that's not all. We're going to give you apps, and that app will be able to enable you to do things that you thought were impossible. And I want to say this to you. I'm very thankful for this device, but this has become an addiction to a lot of people. And when you spend more time on, when you can spend average American 6.5 hours on a computer or a phone a day, and you don't even pray 5 minutes except lay me down to sleep or bless my food, you need to put this away for a while and get with God. And maybe the reason, I'm going to say this, my son and I were talking about this, it could be that maybe the reason that you stay depressed all the time is you keep defiling your spirit by people that are negative. And you watch negative and you watch conspiracy theories. Listen, there's so many conspiracy theories, it would drive you crazy. I thought JFK's conspiracy was something. Now they've got conspiracies on the earth and the planets and this and that and this war and that war. And so I'm just wanting to say to you that we've come to a very different age where we are a technology-driven society. It's not going to go away anytime soon. It's only going to increase. Now we're in the age of AI, which is the abbreviation for artificial intelligence. And there's many different types of artificial intelligence or AI, but the general meaning of AI is simply machines that's invented, or a system that is invented that can perform the task of learning, problem solving, solving mysteries, and solving mathematic calculations that humans miss. And it takes the time limit out. It may take you a week to sit down with papers and figure it out. But if you feed it into the computer, this is a fact, the computer will give you the answer in less than 30 seconds. Now, this is the reason why that a lot of people are concerned. And you do see this, in fact, for some reason, and I don't watch them a lot, but I have seen a few. It comes up on my feed where in Oregon and Washington State and in California especially, where all of the tech centers are, the five tech giants are in Silicon Valley, they keep talking about all these young people that are in their 20s that have degrees in AI and degree in the tech industry because they were told if they do that, they would have a safe job, who are now being laid off by the thousands. And this is something that's going to happen. In fact, there's one man who predicted AI. In fact, let me just say, he didn't predict it, but one of the men who is the father of AI has made some of the most unusual statements about it. In fact, there's three men that were involved very heavily in creating the system, developing the system. Now listen to this. So now that it's out there, they're warning everybody about the system. I mean, the same guys that put it together are telling people and warning them, this could be very dangerous. Oh, this could make a lot of money. This could save a lot of money, but it's going to cost a lot of jobs. And they're now warning. Now, my son keeps up with this a lot more than I do. And my son has the quotes. And I thought, well, I could put quotes in there. But for me, it's just better to just talk about it for just a moment. There are people who are involved in this system, people that we know personally, people that we know who know the people who are involved, that have said this privately without a doubt. In fact, one man, from the state of Colorado, who is a Christian, he's a Christian man, he said this to a friend of mine. He has underground computers as big as 2 football fields. And let me tell you what he does, okay? And there's nothing wrong with this, by the way. But what he's able to do is this. If you ever notice that if you will take your phone, just try it sometime, and you will say, man, I sure would like a burger. You know what will happen in 1 minute? Talk to me. A burger commercial comes up on your phone. If you go and look up a burger, you will then have burger commercials come on your phone. If you look up shoes, all the shoe stores. So what this man does, and it's a great business, by the way, and he even told a friend of mine, he said, you tell Perry to contact me, and here's what can happen. If he'll work with my system, everybody that looks up the word prophecy, a Perry Stone advertisement will come on their phone or their computer. I said, I don't know if I want that or not. They some crazy people out there, okay? But anyway, what he does is, it's when you look it up, it goes into the computers, and the computers are all working at one time, and it's kind of done through artificial intelligence, and then it goes to your computer with that commercial, with that particular thing. Another thing, and I'm just going to tell you something. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't have a box. I don't use Siri on a phone. I don't have a box in my house that uses Siri. That's just me personally, because anything that I can talk to that can talk back to me, that's mechanical, I don't want to talk to it. Now, Charlie uses it all the time. Siri, where's the directions to Bakersfield? Siri, where's the direction to Florida? Siri, where's the direction? Okay, that's fine. You want to get there? That's fine. I want to get there too. But not me. I am not going to talk into a box with a female voice that says, hello, how can I help you? I'll help myself. Am I too old school? Does anybody else kind of think it's a little freaky what's going on? Be honest with me. Okay, yes, it's convenient. Yes, it's good. Yes, it helps a lot of people. But I'm saying that when you look at the technology, at the way that it's heading and the way that it's going, it's going to make some very, very serious changes. So the point I was going to make is there was a gentleman who told a friend of mine who has worked on these systems. And here's kind of his quote, you might say, and I'm going to paraphrase it. He says, I absolutely know that what I'm working on is the Antichrist system. Spirit-filled Christian. But let me just tell you, it's going to happen if I help him or not. It's coming if I'm involved as a tech genius or not. And these men who have helped, and we're not going to name them, but kind of helped develop what we're seeing now, are now saying there's good to this that can work out good. Your research, your papers, even using it to create. One guy's doing the entire Bible on AI. It's absolutely incredible. The story of the Bible with figures and things like that. So there's a good that can be used from it. We know that. But it's like anything. The internet can be used for good or evil. Your TV can have good programming or evil. Your satellite can have good programs, and some things you have to block. So it's one of those things. But what makes this different is because when you look at Revelation 13 and it talks about this is a system that's going to control buying and selling. You can't buy or sell without the name, the number, and the mark. And you see what, for example, the UK is doing, and we're going to have a digital footprint in which everybody's going to have a digital ID. Folks, look, we're not ignorant. You and I know where this ends up. You and I know in the long term where this ends up. So that's kind of my introduction here, because I do believe that it can be used for good, but I also do believe it can be used for evil. And this is exactly what the inventors have said. AI can perform medical surgery by robots. It can have self-driving trucks and cars. It can translate languages in minutes. Like take a book, retranslate it. Of course, it's not perfected there yet, but it can do that. You can convert what you speak, and it will just go out on a system, and you have a whole written outline there just from speaking into the system. It discovers patterns, it discovers cycles, it discovers concealed symbols. We'll talk about that in just a moment. So it's predicted that the artificial intelligence will end up taking between 30% to as high as 85% of most jobs by 2035. And they've asked the specialist, what job is safe? And they said, plumbers. So now we know what everybody's going to look for in the future. I want to be a plumber. I want to be a plumber. I want to be a plumber. Okay. So, I don't want to, I can make some jokes there, but I won't. Now, this is where it gets complicated with me, because just to be honest with you, I flunked English and I flunked math because I didn't want to study. I hated studying. I hated going to school, and I would do my papers when I got there, and in 10 minutes I'd write all the things out, but I just didn't try. And my mama said, Perry, you need to learn English. You need to learn grammar. You need to learn how to write, because you might want to do it one day. And I said, not me. 100 books later, not me, not me, Mom. But what I was going to say is there's something called quantum computers and quantum physics. And you will hear these terms from time to time mentioned when people are discussing artificial intelligence, etc. Now, one of the things they've been attempting to study using the computers and the systems and using everything they know is, how did the universe get here? How was it made? How was it created? What can you come up with? And it still comes up with the idea of what is called a Big Bang. When you've heard it, the Big Bang Theory. Now, I just want to say very simply to you what the Big Bang is. Atoms start colliding, protons collide, neutrons, everything starts colliding, and bam, something comes out of it, and then that collides a little bit with something over here, and something comes out of it, and voila, here we are today. I want to tell you what the Big Bang is, and I'm going to give it to you from a total biblical perspective. It's God who came from nowhere, because at that time there wasn't nowhere to come from, and God who came from nowhere stood out there on nothing because there wasn't anything to stand on, and God who came from nowhere stood out there on nothing and said, "Let there be light," and bang, there was light. The Big Bang Theory is simply, and I know people want to put things at 100 billion years and 500 million years, but the Big Bang Theory is nothing more than Almighty God speaking His word of light be, trees be, grass be, and speaking the word, and all of those molecules come together to create, and then suddenly, like a bang, like a flash, it was so. Morning and evening, first day, and you go into all this. So the Big Bang Theory, I have a problem with it the way it's presented by some non-Christian scientists, but I don't have a problem with it because when God spoke, it instantly happened, and it would have happened in the form of a bang. Does that make sense? God said to the angels, never mind, I'm going to make another joke. All right. Here are some things, however, that the artificial intelligence has discovered. And I want you to hear this because this has been the past several years. Number one, they have discovered that there is an intelligent energy running the universe. That's the quote. There's an intelligent energy. So AI has found out that there is an energy that has intelligence, that can think and create. But for some reason, it doesn't identify it as God. So an intelligent energy is running everything. AI has discovered, this is interesting, that time diameters exist in spheres. That only if something is a sphere can it enter into, like the Earth spins 24 hours making a day. Now, I'm not going to fuss with all you flat earthers out there. But I will tell you, when NASA hears all you people speak, they think Christians are idiots. Because everything is a sphere. Oh, you want Bible for it? Okay. What about that four corners of the earth? The four corners of the earth are simply north, south, east, and west. It has nothing to do with actual corners. North, south, east, and west were considered in the ancient times the four corners of the earth. But your scripture from Isaiah is this. It is He, God, who sits on the circle of the earth. Well, it doesn't say it's a pancake, does it? No, it don't. It's a globe. And so, again, I'm not going to fuss with you. But, you know, I get tickled at people that will spend their whole month fussing over something like this, arguing on the internet, and never getting nobody saved in an entire year but fussing about. I don't care if the planet is a triangle. I don't care if it's a rectangle or a square. I'm living on this thing. I fly around this thing. And I'm going to win people who's living on this thing as long as this thing exists, okay? Maybe that'll make everybody happy. But time, this is AI. So time dimensions, time diameters exist in spheres. The planets, the sun, the moon, the stars. Because the earth gives time, the month, the sun gives time, the year, and all the stars were for signs and seasons according to scripture. So here we have that. Now the third thing is this. A sphere is a circle, all right? And a circle has 360 degrees. So there were originally 360 days in a year. All this kind of comes together in this idea of what AI is trying to reveal to us with the information that's been fed into it. The scripture says this. This is what the Bible says. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So I thought one day, I said, oh, wait a minute. If one day, 24 hours is 1,000 years. You tracking with me? 24 hours equals 1,000 years. 1,000 years equal 24 hours. How do you divide this up? Okay. 12 hours would equal 500 years. 6 hours would equal 250 years. 3 hours would equal 125 years. 1 hour would equal 41.6667 years. Why is that important? This is where God just kind of blows your mind. You say, wow, patterns. The 1,000 is the millennial reign of Jesus Christ mentioned in Revelation chapter 20. They shall rule and reign with Him 1,000 years. 500 is a number, and I've taught it my whole life, that is a cyclical number that represents kingdoms, And it represents the length of a kingdom that has control of the earth and how that kingdom breaks out and then another kingdom rises after it. It's found in these 500-year cycles. 250 years. I have a chart. This is the honest truth. And it goes into China. It goes into all the different nations of the world for 6,000 years. And it goes here and it goes west and east, east, west, and comes all the way down here. And I found out that every change from west to east is every 250 years. And it doesn't happen like this, but it may be a slow, little gradual of, you know, it comes, you know, it's China, then it's the U.S., and then it's back to the kings of the East in the book of Revelation. 125 years is interesting because the number 120 is linked to 120 in the upper room, 120 trumpets that were blasted, and it represents a form of government or order. So 120-year cycles reveal that. 41 is also linked very close to the number 40. Now, what I'm going to do is about to show you some things about signs in the heavens, great and fearful signs, black holes, wormwood, and all this other stuff. Now we get to the book of Revelation. This is a good place to clap your hands. Come on, let's clap our hands the better than that. Amen. It was said to be one of the greatest gatherings in the history of our ministry, the best of revival and prophecy combined. If you're interested in a right now word from the Lord and messages that reveal coming events that will inspire and equip you for the future, then these 9 messages are a must on your list to see and hear. Now, I could say so much about each one. However, let me just give you the titles that reveal some of the content. Jonathan Cahn preached on prophetic hints in recent events, what God is saying through these things. Tommy Bates preached the message, "It is time to see signs and wonders for your children." And then we have Joseph Z, who taught a great message on God has unfinished business with America. Billy Burke conducted a healing service that went till 1 o'clock in the morning. Oh my goodness, his message called Get Back the Expectations That You Can Receive a Miracle was a dynamic faith builder. Now, I preach 5 messages that I want to give you the titles on. The Hebrew year 5252, a massive prophetic discoveries. We also preached on AI discoveries proving that God exists and prophecy is true. One message that left everybody talking was, if I had one message to leave you, this would be it. We had a Friday afternoon service and I exposed 4 things that almost destroyed me. Well, what a talked about message that was. Saturday morning, I preached on dying ministers and the mysterious harbingers of the end of the age. Now, these 9 DVDs come in an album for offer number 25ME-DVD for $95. The 9 audio CDs are also available in an album for offer number 25ME-CD for a gift of $55. The messages on the MP3 flash drive are offer number 25ME-USB for $55. You can also get the messages on digital download, and you can get that at DL25ME for $45, video on demand, and there's actually 5 ways that you can order these messages, and I hope you will take the time to do it. Now, you can also call Voice of Evangelism at 423-478-3456. You can order online at perrystone.org, or you can write us and send a check to Perry Stone Ministries. It doesn't go to me, but it goes to Voice of Evangelism, and you can request CDs, DVDs, flash drive, or any other of the other methods that we have. Now, look, VOE is able to reach the world because of your continual support of these resources and offers that we make available. We have many doors opening, but we can only go through them with your help. We know that these messages are going to change the outcome of your situation, so order them today. Give me your undivided attention for just a moment. During our main event, so many wonderful people attend, and they get to hear the unedited messages of all of our speakers. On Manifest, you will only get a portion, and I have asked for certain parts to be edited out because our program goes around the world. And sometimes a minister's teaching outside the United States can create problems for Christians who live in certain countries. I want you, however, if at all possible, to take the time to get the audio CDs or the DVDs of the messages that were heard at the international main event that took place the month of October. I preached several prophetic messages that to me and to those who attended who were partners were the most significant messages of this past year. It's available on the MP3, CD, or DVD. Now, why am I asking you to get this? Because, folks, you have to understand that the only way that I can keep Manifest on the air in all the countries of the world, outside the nation, inside this nation, and around, I mean, literally, Russia, Ukraine, Indonesia, the UK, all over the world, is with your financial support. Now, it's also important to understand that registration is open for Warrior Fest, for the International Prophetic Summit, which will take place the end of April. And so go right now and get the information at perrystone.org. And we're going to ask you not to register unless you know that you're coming. Thankfully, several new hotels have been built in Cleveland. Several new restaurants have come in. So that's a blessing to those who are going to be attending our conferences. You can go to perrystone.org for more information. Also, Perry Stone Ministries Facebook page, the Perry Stone YouTube channel is out there and available with 2 to 3 new YouTube videos a week. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your partnership. And contact us for your prayer needs, etc., and we will agree with you for God to touch you and your family. God bless you.
If you are a student of Bible prophecy, or maybe just someone who wants to know what in the world is going on, then you don't want to miss the 2026 Prophetic Summit at Omega Center International in Cleveland, Tennessee, April 22nd through the 26th. Hear world-renowned prophetic speakers Joseph Z., Rick Renner, Jeremiah Johnson, Bill Cloud, Brian Cutshaw, Jonathan Kahn, and your host, Perry Stone. These 14 services will answer hundreds of prophetic questions with insight and information. There is no fee to attend, but you must register for seating. Visit perrystone.org for more details. Perry Stone invites you to join him for his 2026 Israel tour. The dates are May 12th through the 21st. There is also an optional tour to the country of Jordan that includes Petra and much more. For more information and how to register, scan the QR code on the screen or visit perrystone.org. Seating is limited, so contact us today.